It's time for this week's edition of the Elk and Valley Trails Association Report, brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. Hello, my friend. How are you, sir?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great, man. How are you, sir?
I'm good, buddy. What have you got in store for us this week?
Okay. Well, let's see. October. Let me just go through October. It's almost halfway through there, almost. Got our board meeting tonight. We'll be discussing a whole raft of things. We've got a lot of activity coming up. October 28th, Saturday, we have the Trails Boogie. Luke Mears is going to open at 7 for Nick Moss, five-piece band with piano, drums, guitars, harmonica, and vocals from 9 to 11. Nick Moss Band is one of the leading blues bands in the U.S. They were in the top five last year, this year. They didn't win the first place, but they're pretty darn good. Piano is excellent. All of them are good. Anyway, what are we going to do? The admission is free, and we, as we've had for the last 6 years, people can donate if they like what we're doing for the trails. And the money that will be made from this that's donated at this particular trail boogie will go into more in-town granite dust trail, like we've built the first 140-foot bridge, 180-foot bridge, and we're going to close a 120-foot gully gap that used to be an old railroad bridge there, and then add another mile of trail up. Part of it will be granite dust, part of it will be natural trail, and it'll go to the old rock dam built in the late 1800s, used in the early 1900s for power in Elkin, and the old Indian rock house. So we're going to get the trail up there. Thanks to the town of Elkin, whose property some of this is owned, the Jim Powers family, who's given us an easement, Jack and Susan Parton for an easement, and Mr. Juan Yu giving us permission to use his land to build that section of trail. So that'll be pretty cool. And then also with some of that money, we're going to work on building a suspension bridge at Carter Falls. If people have been hearing about the project, it's ongoing. Hope to complete the arrangements with the State Property Office and North Carolina Connect Bonds at the end of this month, early next month. Really want to shout out to Dan Park and his whole family who made this possible by donating an 11-acre conservation easement and selling 43 acres to the state under that Connect North Carolina bond. And part of this is to connect Elkin with Stone Mountain and Pilot Mountain. That's our big long-range plan that we're working on every day, basically. Wilkes County will lease the property from the state for $1 for 40 years and help us with the trailhead, and then we'll build a trail in about 140-160-foot suspension bridge between the Big and Little Carter Falls. That would be open to the public during daylight hours. It's going to be absolutely a knockout. The trails, Elkin Valley Trails, will execute a memorandum of understanding with Wilkes County, and then we'll build and maintain the bridge and in this 53-acre area. We're going to do some creative things out there, try to satisfy all needs, and open to the public. And Dan is so excited that the public will be able to use his land. He's a private property owner who is doing something great for our community. Anyway, in November also, we've talked about this before, but we have now purchased, and the trail privy is being constructed and not out there right now, but it's a single piece brought in by a tractor, trailer, and a crane and all that. But thanks to Jim Howell Sr., Jim Howell III, Sarah Stavins, Mary Ann Luther, Winston-Salem Foundation, Jeff Edson, and multiple other donors for making that bathroom out there possible. November the 14th, for those who are members of Explore Elkin, the leaders in Explore Elkin, we're going to have a Stone Mountain hike for them. So it's a hike and a shuttle and a meal. So if you want to join up with the Elkin Explorers, they're a good group to help boost our trails. Lots of thanks go out to a few people I want to shout out for this last year. Louise Cockrum, Charles and Betty Fletcher, Alan Bonnie Stewart, Rob and Gina Peterson, Martin Weeble, Herb, MAC, Donald Herb McDonald, Bill Roth, Don Pickett, Johnny Hopkins, Joanna Salvatore, Allison Ackerman, Rusty Tyser, Richard Moore, Robert Ball, Denise Line, just a host of people that are doing a lot. Mostly every week or so, something to help build the trails. D. Neal, Bob Hilliard, Joe Mickey, Rob Liberat, Jason Bowman and family, Joe Hicks, Bob Larson, et cetera. Anyway, closing down here. In December, we're working with the Foothills Arts Council to develop a lantern walk on the trail. We're going to build our own lanterns, use LED lights, and walk after dark for a lot of fun. Again, we're having the Friends of the Mountain to Sea Trail coming to Elkin in March 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Have an art crawl. It's going to be a big weekend. Shout out to a few people as I close out here, the Downtown Mountain Bikes for the Cycle Jam, Parks and Rec for the North Carolina Cycle Event, Joe Hicks and Yakin Valley Rotary for Duck and Turtle Regatta, Robert Ball for the Insane Terrain, all our river outfitters, we got six now. Come on, and people are floating the river. And Watershed Now for our recent new water protections, Corey Elkin for the partnerships on the hike, town staff, commissioner and mayor for so much they're doing to make our town a much better place to live. That's about 5 minutes.
You got it, buddy. All right, that's Dr. Bill Blackley with this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association
report. Come out and volunteer some, folks, when you're ready.
All right, see you, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.